Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Mike Deering of the Missouri Cattleman talking about the Missouri law regarding fake meat. Back on that in just a moment.
It's big event sale time at Express Ranches in Yukon. Please join us at our 29th annual Big Event Angus Production Sale Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. Friday's sale begins at 1 p.m. and will feature over 250 fall calving cows and two-year-olds, many with calves at their side by sale date. Saturday the 17th, the big event sale begins at 11 a.m., auctioning off over 300 head of elite Angus, including donor females, spring pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and more. Among these will be 50 spring-born show prospects that support the Express Ranches Scholarship Program, which has already awarded over $4 million in scholarship money to students throughout the U.S. and Canada. Express Ranches is the largest seed stock producer in the country and has just been named Angus Breeder of the Year for the 9th year in a row. Come see for yourself August 16th and 17th. For more information on the big event sale, including times, directions, and complete sales catalog, visit expressranches.com.
Missouri was the first state in the country that passed a law that basically says if you want to call a product beef, it has to come from a four-legged bovine critter. Mike Deering is the executive director of the Missouri Cattlemen. We had the opportunity to visit with him about that law and the challenges they're facing from the opponents of that legislation.
We have the meat advertising law that was put into place back in the 80s. And so what we did is our language was basically one sentence. We just expanded that law to make sure that there was marketing with integrity when you came up with these alternative food products. Again, this is not about competition. We welcome the competition. We welcome food choice for consumers. So the plant-based options, the cell culture is a little concerning because we don't know a lot yet as far as the food safety and the inspection protocols of those products. But we don't want to push anybody out. But what we want to make sure is that we are telling consumers the truth. We're marketing with integrity. And if it was grown from a soybean, great. But tell consumers that. Put plant-based on the front of the package, not on the back of the package, on the front. And make very clear that when those consumers go to the store, they can buy those products with confidence. Because in our beef industry, when it comes to protecting our farmers and ranchers, we want to make sure that the dollars, the time that we've invested to get consumer trust, that we've gained consumer trust, that we maintain that. And we don't want to lose that trust because, as you know, once you lose consumer trust, it takes years, decades, and millions of dollars to get it back.
Clearly, you got somebody's attention on that side of the aisle. You've encountered some litigation in Missouri.
Yeah, we got sued very quickly by Tofurky, ACLU, and some other groups that were involved in that litigation. Basically, if you've read that, they're claiming that this violates free speech. Well, I don't believe it's free speech to lie to people. We want to make sure that you can't sell a Corvette as a Subaru, and there's no difference in our food either. We feel very confident, so we've gone through a lot of talks and negotiating with these plaintiffs. But those talks have failed, could not reach a solid agreement, so now we're going to end up in the courtroom. Our Attorney General's office is working hard to make sure they defend that language and that they have the facts needed, and I feel very confident we're going to come out with a victory on this. And as in other states, too, I'm not familiar with all the language is a little different state by state depending on what they already had in their state law. Like I mentioned, we already had kind of the foundation because we had that meat advertising law that was created in the 80s. We also had meat defined already in our state statute. So all we did was put on the marketing side of things. So all the states are different, but I feel very confident in Missouri that we're going to be able to prevail.
And, of course, in the case of a state like Missouri and other states that have got that law on the books, you got high ground, I would think, with if your attorney general is willing to defend it.
Absolutely. We have, in our state, we have a solid foundation to stand on, and we have, quite frankly, a very impressive team of lawyers looking at this. And our attorney general is committed to defending what the state legislature has put into place.
Top hired hand for Missouri cattleman Mike Deering. By the way, that Missouri law is the one that Oklahoma lawmakers patterned our bill after that was passed in the legislature, signed into the law by the governor earlier this year. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th, it's the 35th Annual Ranch Rodeo, hosted by the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Come see cowboys from 12 historic Oklahoma ranches compete for bragging rights in 5 events, all in support of the Children's Hospital Foundation. The games begin at 7 p.m., but get there early to shop the trade show or hang out all day Saturday for the Ranch Horse Competition and Kids Dummy Roping. Reserve your tickets today at LazyE.com or call 800-595-RIDE. That's 800-595-RIDE.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.